All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something pretty cool, I think. It's all about those astrological aspects. Specifically, we're going to be focusing on oppositions. Now, you know how sometimes you see those planets in your birth chart like staring each other down, like across the zodiac wheel? We're going to try to figure out if that's like a good thing or a bad thing, or if it's more complicated than that. And this whole deep dive was really inspired by the source I was looking at called Astrological Aspects, Opposites Attract or Clash. And it just got me thinking, like, is this all about just conflict or is there something more like a magnetic attraction going on?
It's interesting because when we talk about oppositions in astrology, we often immediately think about conflict, but it's not that simple. They're really more about this kind of dynamic tension, a push and pull between two forces that seem like they're contradicting each other. And like a good way to visualize it, I think, like a rubber band.
You know, when you stretch it really tight, there's so much potential energy there. And it's that tension that makes it interesting.
I see what you're saying. So it's less about planets like fighting and more about like this constant negotiation. I'm starting to get it. So like how does that actually like play out, in real life?
So a good example is the Venus-Mars opposition.
Venus Mars, got it.
So we know Venus is all about harmony and beauty and relationships, right? And Mars is that driven, assertive energy, sometimes even aggressive. And when they're in opposition, it can feel like you're always trying to balance this desire for peace and connection with your need for independence and action.
Oh, so you're saying it's like a tug of war within us.
Absolutely. And this can even show up in who you're attracted to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might be drawn to partners who have that strong Mars energy because it's something you feel like you're missing.
But then their assertiveness might end up being something you clash with.
Wow, that makes so much sense. Like, it's not about one planet being like good and the other one being bad. It's about understanding how they work together and how they challenge us to grow. So, like a dance, I guess.
Yeah, I like that.
So, it sounds like oppositions can be super helpful when you're trying to figure out like relationship dynamics.
Yeah, definitely.
But are we just talking about romantic relationships here?
No, not at all. Oppositions can show up in any area of life. Think about a Saturn-Jupiter opposition. So Saturn is all about structure, discipline, limitations. Whereas Jupiter is expansion, optimism, taking risks.
I see.
And this opposition could manifest in your career, for example. You might feel torn between wanting a stable and secure job.
That Saturn part.
Yes, exactly. But also craving growth and adventure.
Oh, that Jupiter side. So it's really about understanding those tensions within ourselves that can kind of play out everywhere. But I do have to wonder, is there a danger in oversimplifying this?
You mean like seeing an opposition and thinking, oh, well, that explains everything. That's a really good point because oppositions are super nuanced and you always have to look at the whole birth chart. For example, let's take a Mercury-Neptune opposition. So Mercury is communication, Neptune is dreams and illusions. That same opposition could play out very differently depending on the houses they're in.
Okay, the houses, right? Got it.
If they're in the third and ninth houses, for example, that would indicate someone with like a really vivid imagination, maybe a writer.
Okay, cool.
But if they're in the first and seventh houses, it might cause a lot of misunderstandings in relationships.
Wow, yeah, so much complexity. So it's not about like labeling oppositions as good or bad. It's about understanding that potential they have to like shake things up and push us out of our comfort zones.
So now I'm curious, thinking about your own birth chart, do you see any oppositions staring back at you? And how might those be playing out in your life?
Well, that's definitely something to think about. It's like I have a whole new way of looking at like those internal struggles and my relationship patterns. Wow. This has been so insightful.
I'm glad.
Thank you so much for like diving deep with us on
My
this.
pleasure.
It's been a real eye-opener.
Astrology is all about self-discovery, and these aspects can really give us some valuable insights into why we do the things we do
Totally.
and how we interact with others.
So much to explore.
Definitely.
Well, thank you again.
You're welcome.
And to everyone listening. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.